One Side Hitch is a comedy that will entertain without offending anyone, but it's doubtful if you'll remember much of the story long after you leave the theater. The only thing remarkable about this gentle work is that it was written by Lewis Black, a comic best known for his caustic rants on The Daily Show, hosted by Jon Stewart. While this is not a creation that should encourage the popular comic to leave his day job, it will likely find a home in small theaters throughout the country. It revolves about the Coleman family, who has a daughter, Courtney, who is getting married in a couple of hours. The father is a kindly doctor, and the mother is high-strung. One sister is caustic and overtly man-hungry. The younger teenage daughter is precocious and wise beyond her years. The entire family drinks way too much. When Ryan, Courtney's former boyfriend, shows up unexpectedly, the family is thrown into chaos. No one wants Courtney to see the free spirit Ryan, fearing it will encourage her to have second thoughts about her new fiancé, Harper. The expected complications arise as Ryan is moved from bathroom to closet and back to bathroom while losing his clothes in the process. It all plays out to a predictable end. Though there are a lot of laughs in the process, there are few sustainable periods of pure comedy. A lot of the problems are in the material, as Black keeps interrupting the farcical elements of the play by having the characters forget the urgency in the situation to have conversations about life and love. The one character who always overcomes the flaws of the script is the father, Doc. He is given a marvelous portrayal by curtain call regular Jack Fallon. Fallon plays Jack as a basically sweet man whose reactions are wildly funny. Though perplexed, Fallon never loses control of the situation as he creates a likable man who clearly loves his family. If all the other performers had found the same balance, this would be a rich family comedy with heart. However, Barbara Richards is so intent on showing the wife Delia as a hysterical woman, she sacrifices personalities for laughs. In one scene near the end of the play, she reveals herself as a caring mother and wife, and you wish you would have met that woman earlier. However, the biggest vacuum in the play is created by David Cerruti as Ryan. The character's stoner persona makes him simple rather than charming, and it becomes difficult to believe Ryan has ever read a comic book, let alone has the ambition to be a novelist. Most of all, his lack of personality makes one question Courtney's authenticity. If she ever loved Ryan, you doubt her self-assurance. Conversely, Kevin Gardner, who is also the director of the show, indicates Harper is equally wrong for her. But Gardner shows Harper to have a sense of decency beneath his pomposity. To her credit, despite her poor choices in men, Erin Waterhouse makes Courtney seem a woman who has a clear sense of self and creates a person whom you want to have a happy life. Carolyn Shields finds the fun in PB, the young girl who is perhaps the most mature person on stage. Shields does a terrific job in keeping the character from being obnoxious. Too bad the same can't be said for Kristen Van Steenburgen's portrayal of the older sister, Melanie, whose creation seems based on one of Cinderella's stepsisters. Director Gardner does not overcome all the play's flaws, and even causes a few pacing problems of his own. But this first-time directing effort does find more than enough laughs for audiences to enjoy in this mild comedy. One Side Hitch plays at Curtain Call Theater in Latham through October 5th. For tickets and schedule information, call 877-7529 or go to curtaincalltheater.com. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.